Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. On behalf of General Carrier, where any letter is possible, deliver! Start your engine!
All right, good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Maglite Racing. I'm your host, Rowdy Maglite. We've got Joey Katina going to come on tonight to talk about his experience a couple weeks ago at Talladega at the General Tire 200, May the 22nd, which is going to be a Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Toledo Speedway will be our next race. That's a 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's Sunday afternoon. Toledo's a great track. I'm trying to plan on going to Toledo, but it's like a nine-hour drive. It's in the works. Don't know really for sure what's going on there. Hopefully we will. I want to give a big shout-out to NASCAR Camping and Tailgating. If you're not a member, you need to go on and sign up today. They've always got something cool to give away and great information for everybody looking for information, what to do and where to go with the tracks. A great informational spot. Let's bring in a guest here. Don?
Yeah, ready.
I'd like to give you a big shout out before we bring our guest on.
Okay, all right.
Joey Katina going to come on for a little bit, and we're going to talk a little racing with him and work you up a question there for him. But I'm going to bring Joey in here now. Appreciate it. Hold on there, Don. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. What's up?
You now, my man.
I hear you,
How's life in the slower lane now, Joey?
Man, it's just recovery mode. Man, what a stressful few months, I guess, since February, even before, I guess. This racing game is not easy. So I've been enjoying some time down here on the coast, and I'm actually having a cold adult beverage right now and getting ready to kick back and talk with you guys.
Well, there's nothing like getting your feet in the sand to make you forget about what happened yesterday.
Absolutely.
Well, Joey, how would you sum up your week at Talladega? I know first we was talking about you being in the 27 car. What happened to you on that deal, Joey?
Yeah, it's just kind of been like everything that's happened in the last X amount of races we tried to do. You know, when you kind of go out and do this on your own, it's so difficult. You know, I have a job, I have kids, I'm still pushing forward with this, you know, goals I've set within myself to reach different levels. Obviously, we'd love to be competitive along the way, just showing up and being there is not exactly what we want to do, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But Talladega, the 27, I was really excited about that deal. It was going to put us in a different position throughout the remainder of the year. But you know, we just couldn't find funding. You know, we had some sponsor stuff kind of fall through at the last minute. And, you know, if I think it was Wednesday leading up to the race, we're still working our tails off trying to put some, you know, put the funding together. And matter of fact, I was driving up to the Speedway and I called Mike Peterson on the phone and was trying to get my notes correct and my numbers right and everything, and was checking to see what the rental was on the shocks, what the rentals were on springs, and making sure all my money was right, and how much extra do we need to raise. And then I realized I didn't even have a harness device. So I had to ask Mike. I said, well, do you mind if I, you know, REO rent one of your harness devices? And he said, well, Dad's going to be in the car, Wayne, Mr. Peterson. And I said, man, I said, well, you know, if something falls through, you know, would y'all be willing to work with me on, you know, just getting me to the racetrack? And, you know, we talked, it was Wednesday, probably about 2 o'clock. And then I think by 4 that afternoon, I realized that there was just a battle I couldn't win. you know, trying to come up with the amount of funds needed to secure the 27 car, and I just relinquished it and went ahead and moved back to the Peterson, back to the 06 and that opportunity, because it was much more feasible for me. And, I mean, granted, we had little or no sponsorship Wednesday at about 1 or 2 o'clock at that point for Mike still in the 06 car. So we worked all day when we got back home Wednesday. The limited time we had, I was out knocking doors and doing what you have to do, you know, to find sponsorship and the help to do it. So then the next day I got on the phone and I co-called the entire day. And luckily we found enough, but we were still short. And I think it was like 10 o'clock Eastern time, Thursday night. You know, we're going to the racetrack the next morning. We hope to go to the racetrack the next morning. A great friend of mine stepped up with this, a new company they formed up in Charlotte called Race Fans Meet. It's a new phone app that's going to come out in the near future. It's kind of ahead of its time right now as far as talking about it, but it's something neat that they wanted to go ahead and get it on the race car, and the price was right for them. So, you know, it was like 10 o'clock Eastern, so then I had to go home and pack and collect money and get everything organized, and we found our way to the racetrack. So it was extremely frustrating. I mean, it's so different from what we've been going through, I guess, the last year. You know, we had a deal set with Roger Carter, and that went by the wayside. You know, we paid to run a car. It never showed up, or it did, and we didn't have a seat. And then, of course, this year, you know, I worked all winter long on a deal with another team that's in the series now, and, you know, basically built a race team, and they wanted to worry about a paint job more than making a car fast in Daytona, and we didn't make the race down there. And, you know, it's just that was tough. But, I mean, again, a goal as a kid was I wanted to roll the gates and be a driver for the first time at Daytona. I did that. We didn't make the race, but we actually got to get in and draft and do some things I was pretty impressed with. You know, being around some of the heavy hitters and stuff, I mean, the car was pretty good in the draft. We just couldn't suck up. But, you know, we had 8 hours to prepare that race car. And like I said, it was mostly putting the seat in and putting, you know, the valances on the car. So we didn't do anything to make it any better. It kind of got the track behind without any testing. And then, you know, we lose the seat to a friend. You know, it's just it's kind of, you know, it's just been tough. You know, you work your ass off, and excuse my language, but you work your tail off, and, you know, it's just one thing after another. And, you know, some guys, you know, they have to do it that way because that's about the only way they can get a seat. So, you know, for us, we just sit back and, you know, we keep on working. We, you know, and that's where we came back to Talladega. We said we weren't going to miss that race no matter what. And, I mean, we worked to the 25th hour to make that happen. So, I mean, I was pleased just being at the track. And I knew that we weren't going to have a, you know, great, you know, opportunity. But the opportunity Mike gave me was great enough.
Joey, it's, you know, I'll say it again, it's the world's greatest sport, but it's the most expensive sport. That the funding's just hard to come by, isn't it? I mean, money's tight for everybody.
Yeah, it's a group effort. The ones that had the family assistance and the you know, all the things that go, not even just family. If you have that extra person, it could go a long ways. But it's extremely difficult for myself. I mean, you know, it's kind of like I feel like you're a politician, a racing politician. You're going out telling everybody why, you know. And but, yeah, the funding side of things, I mean, I think, you know, with the right sales tactics, and I think that's something we've been able to actually play the game because we can go in and actually, you know, speak the language of the business, and we can definitely help the business owners understand where their money's going. And the fact that we don't run a bunch, you know, that, you know, we can do a lot more off the racetrack for them. And, you know, it is difficult, and you have to be so far ahead of the curve. And, you know, like I said, with the thing that happened this year with the other team I was with, supposed to have a full-time ride this year, but we saw how that turned out. And then this deal here at Talladega, you know, it's just once you work the winter time, that's obviously you're supposed to be a year ahead of everything. So that's where we're struggling right now, is we wasted all that time preparing another race team and everything in the right place to now we're starting basically from scratch. So it's extremely difficult. And I what, man, it was very, very frustrating. I had a lot of great people though that, you know, had my back as far as just the support. One of the biggest was Bob Massey, a great Alabama local short track driver. I reached out to Bob, you know, a year ago, And Mr. Massey was great enough to come up and actually went with a 27 deal. He's going to crew chief the car, and unfortunately, like I said, that fell through. But Bob actually showed up to the track with me and more or less just kind of helped keep my head in the game, I guess you'd say, and to look forward and start preparing for other opportunities and different things of that nature. But, you know, even you, Rowdy, and Don, and Anthony Freeman, and Rusty Nance, and Burley Starnes, I mean, it's everybody inside that Peterson team. You know, even if I wasn't, you know, racing with you guys or somebody else, you guys are always still, you know, pulling for me, and I really appreciate that. I mean, you guys all know how hard it is and how hard we work to get there. So, you know, like I said, I've taken a complete step back, and, you know, I don't even want to think about trying to go after a sponsor right now. We've got a late model sitting ready to go. I think we're going to run, you know, 7-8 races this year, and I'm really looking forward to that, to be in a competitive situation. I think we're going to run Huntsville, maybe Montgomery, maybe Summit Savory. We're just going to kind of do a little bit of this, a little bit of that with Mr. Massey and his race team. So outside that, you know, unless Rowdy Maglite's show comes up with a bunch of money, we're not talking sponsorship anytime soon.
Well, it was good to see Bob. I mean, it's the first time I'd actually met him. It, boy, what some stories he had. I'm telling you, the guy's been around, hasn't he, Joy?
Yeah, he has. And, you know, that was the coolest thing about having Bob on was the fact that he has got ARCA knowledge. You know, he ran in 92 and 93, and it was a self-funded operation. You know, he was talking, you know, we talked about the Elmore and stuff that the changes were going through. You know, he was like, man, you are so lucky nowadays. He said, you know, we used to pay – I forgot the God only amount, the amount that he said he used to pay for intakes alone. You know, there were, you know, 10,000 to 15,000, if I'm not correct, that way high. But, you know, it's just a, you know, his day of racing was, you know, way different and way more expensive, I guess, than today, if when he was telling me as far as your engines and so forth go. So yeah, I mean, he's got tons of knowledge, local short track stuff that'll carry over when you get into those situations, which, you know, unfortunately, we don't see that happening this year on that level. Yeah, I mean, we'll see it on track level inside the state with some local racing.
Well, Joey, you know, there again, Talladega, it takes so much out of you to get ready for it, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's done run past you. So,
but what a great
what kind of plans?
What a great.
Oh, it was. It was absolutely one of the best weekends of racing that I've seen in a long time. All three series were absolutely wonderful finishes.
Absolutely. They get the Cup cars truck. Was it Friday night, I guess it was? My gosh, that was another great race that was just this past week. But no, I mean, yeah, we're you know, there's not an ounce inside of me that holds my head down about happening kind of bad.
Joey, you're breaking up just a little bit on us there, brother.
All right, how about now?
All right, there you go.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, I mean, is disappointed at all with Talladega. I mean, like I said, it was the fight to get there, and we never stopped, and that was, you know, it was, again, the 25th hour, and, you know, we were counting out, but we got a chance, and we got to fail. I mean, what a blessing, you know. To run dead last or to win the race, I mean, to be at Talladega is just an absolute blessing. And it made my year. It just kind of made up for everything else that's gone on and just showed how hard that I'll continue to fight. Now, as far as the future is concerned, I really don't know what direction we're going in. You know, we're going to step back from here on, and we have got to put ourselves into a competitive situation. You know, we struggled on the track. We had transmission right off the bat with 06 car, and we never really got those fixed. We had fourth gear basically during the race. Issues on the radios, obviously, and then we had some contact with a 23 car. And, you know, man, I hated that because, you know, we're just sitting there on the yellow line just trying to stand everybody's way. And we couldn't go to the top, but, you know, with some radio issues kind of creeping in. I kind of relied back on my Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure days as an instructor out there. You know, we follow, watch our mirrors. You know, if I stay on this yellow line and I watch my mirrors, I should be okay. And, you know, we had a 23. I said, you know, that's enough for us. We don't need to be out here. And I elected to bring the car, but at the same time, you know, when we took that hit, it bent the main flange on the rear end or something, and it just kind of was another issue we had to deal with. And you know, at the point we were so uncompetitive, you know, not competitive at all, I just elected that, you know, we'd stay out of those guys' way and not be a hindrance to them. So like I said, ultimately, I'm tickled to death we got there. The finishing position, I could care less. I thank Mike Peterson and Wayne Peterson so much for just giving me that chance, even though it was a Hail Mary. We connected. We got a chance to be there. So, I mean, that's the greatest thing ever. That's should have been my third straight start at Talladega and Arca Series. But thank you, Mr. Carter. That was my second. So, you know, other than that, you know, that was our third official start at Talladega. And, you know, the cool part is every race I've ever ran has been in the 06 car. So, you know, I'd love to see a situation that we want to be competitive. You know, how great is it to help an underfunded race team? And that's obviously what I'd love to do, because I love the whole Peterson group. They're a hardworking group of guys at every single racetrack, and they just need a little help, you know, obviously, sponsors. And who doesn't? But that's something we'd love to do, is to, you know, help find some funding and make them competitive and be competitive with them. That's an opportunity. It's an option. But right now, you know, we have nothing really other than finishing this beer and going on a little walk around the neighborhood in my future right now, Rowdy.
I hear you there, Joey. Wayne, you know, one thing about him, he's going to be at every race. He may not be the fastest guy on the track, but he's going to be there and going to try to be competitive. Hey, Joey, I'm going to bring Nick in here.
Okay.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Nick. Going great. You got Joey Catena on the other end there, Nick, tonight.
How's it going, Joey?
Hey, Nick, tonight. How are you, buddy?
You know, daily grind. Glad I got to meet up with you. Talladega. Hated to see you leave the race early, but it's fun when I get to see a race. It gives me something to pull for.
Yeah, and that's what we want to ultimately get to, is the point that we actually race. And, you know, we give people a reason. I mean, I think everybody pulls for us because, you know, they understand how hard it is and what we've invested and how hard we try to go after it. But, you know, as far as on the racetrack's concerned, absolutely, when you get the ARCA Series or the Craftsman or Camping World Truck Series, you know, it's big money. And, you know, the biggest thing is going to school and the marketing aspect. You know, I think it's more important to be marketing savvy than it is to know the race car, in my position. You know, you really have to get out there and work so hard to find the money. And that's like I said to Rowdy a while ago, you know, we've made, you know, that was our fourth attempt, should have been our fifth attempt. And, I mean, we're just there. And, you know, that part of it has been wonderful. It's been great. And it's been great seeing all you guys and meeting all you guys. But the next part is, you know, if you're going to wake up early, spend the whole day at the racetrack, you know, we want to be competitive at some point. And we've just not been there. I mean, Daytona, we weren't bad. And you were down there and you saw kind of the things we had to deal with. But, I mean, it was a race car that went down for the test. And, you know, we bought it sight unseen. And, you know, there was some issues, you know, right off the bat with it. But, you know, it just... You know, when you have guys that kind of get into racing and they don't understand how to get one prepared. And again, we didn't have time, even if we knew how, or the group had, you know, knew how. So, you know, it's just one of those deals. But we went down there and you saw the car drafted pretty well. We just missed it due to 10 provisionals. But I think we'd have been real competitive if we'd have kept the 23 on the side of the car and made the race. But that's what our goals are, man, is to be competitive or
yeah.
And probably stay at home.
And I feel you know, Like you said, I think you got to be more of a marketable type of person than a driver these days. It doesn't matter what you race. I mean, hell, it could be racing at a local speedway, and you're still out there trying to find money to race. And, it stinks that racing itself has become like that. I mean, I know there's different forms of racing where it's not so much where, you know, money's relied on, but you're not going to go nowhere. So with ARCA, you know, I always pull for you. You know how it is, but hell, it's so damn hard to do, especially when you go to Daytona or Talladega. and for any other race in the ARCA series, it seems like. But, I mean, it, you know, it is what it is. Where are they racing
well,
this weekend,
you know,
Audio?
That,
I just tuned in.
That Elmore engine has made it more competitive. I think they had 30 engines in the field at Talladega, Joey.
Yeah, that you have to, and you could see there were certain drivers that hadn't, you know, done a whole lot this year that, you know, even in the Cup Series that it brings you right to the front. And like I said, I mean, in Daytona, we were right there with them. I mean, you looked over to your right, there's Gerhard Hart, and he's got 22 car in front of you, and they're all really fast race cars. So, I mean, Elmore put us right up there with those guys. And if you got an Elmore, you can stay in the draft. And it's a great – man, they did a hell of a job putting that motor in the series. It really made it I don't want to say affordable, but, I mean, really it did. I mean, it made it realistic that you can go to a sponsor and raise enough money to purchase the Elmore, go find a race car, and you're going to be competitive somewhat, especially on the super speedways. So, but, yeah, back on the point you made a while ago, you know, you talk about marketing and driving. You know, look at William Byron, for example. That kid's been racing 4 years. You know, they say you got to start when you're two or three or four or five, whatever they say, you got to start racing at. But, you know, William's been in a racing period for 4 years, and he's already won a Camper World Truck Series race. So if you don't have the money, you know, it's kind of hard to do. So, but he shows right there, you know, the money does make a hell of a difference. And you got to be a good driver. He seems to be a smart kid. So, but that gives optimism for others out there that didn't get a chance to start at a young age. That's something that I really want to do is I'm an older guy. You know, it took me a longer time to get in the sport. I think I was 21 before I actually found my way into racing. And I had to do that on my own, of course, which was great. You know, my dad installed a lot of different things in me, a business aspect and you know, a lot of different things let in. But, you know, we were having to take the battery out of the truck to put in the race car, you know, to go race. And somebody asked one night, I said, what happens if you wreck and you tear the battery up? How are you going to get home? And I never really thought about that. I don't think I ever thought I was going to wreck. But, you know, we went and did some dirt stuff, and we had some great success. I think we won the very first time we stepped out in dirt. And won seven times a rookie year. So, I mean, we know our way to victory lane. That's kind of – I guess back on the William Byron thing, if you can drive, you can drive. But you definitely got to have the funds around you. And a great driver today can take a mediocre car, still run, you know, decent, but you're not going to, you know, run, you know, you're lucky to grab a top 20 these days, you know, because of where it's at.
Well, they say that they're going to break out the composite body is going to come out at Pocono for the first time for a super speedway. It'll be the first Pocono race.
Yeah,
and I think that body's helped the feel. I think it makes the feel look newer and up to date. I hate to lose the steel bodies, but these composite bodies take a little bit more punishment than the steel.
Yeah, they're definitely the way to go. And, you know, the thing is, you know, give it 5 years or so, and then you won't have the issue of what is the investment of, you know, having to cut the steel body off and putting the new five-star body on or whatever they're using. You know, like I said, everything, even with the Elmore, it took time when it first came around, you know, and it's growing in numbers. And you know, it's a little tougher. You know, you look at somebody like Peterson, and, of course, we all understand this, and that's the part of racing. It's part of life. But, you know, when you add an Elmore engine, you add a composite body, you're bringing two race cars to the track, you're 20,000 stuck on the two bodies. And then, you know, if you got to run the Elmores, you know, you're about, you know, a good $150,000 out just to be back racing again. So, you know, you got to look for those guys, you know, that show up every week. It's going to be tougher on them, but ultimately it is the best thing for the sport and for the series because it is. I mean, I've heard and I haven't seen, but, you know, you can – if you make contact, they're given – they're not, you know, the cosmetic damage is not as expensive. You get a panel off the car versus having to cut a body off. So they know what they're doing. There's a lot of smart guys up there.
Well, it give a lot in Nashville. I mean, I got to see some cars that banged pretty hard, and they didn't mess the fiberglass on the quarter panels up. Hey, Joy, I got Don on here. Let me bring Don. Hey, Don, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are y'all?
Hey, Don.
Joey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Is my connection still good with you guys?
yeah, it's good. But what dates are you going to think you might be in Huntsville? Do you have any idea?
I couldn't hear you, Don. I don't know if it's my connection or yours. What dates are we looking to run the late model?
Yeah, what dates are you going to be in Huntsville?
You know, we kind of went through them, me and Mr. Massey, about a month ago, I guess it was, and we're really not sure. It's going to be sometime in June. I've got the schedule. Matter of fact, looked at the computer a while ago. I think there's probably like 7 races left after this month. So we're going to try to catch as many of those as we can. And then I think at the end of the season, Montgomery's got 2 races that we can jump down there and run. With them. So, you know, it's all up in there. And again, here we go talking about going racing. It's about funding as well. So we've got to find some additional help there, as, you know, tires and everything else costs so much money to do this. And, you know, I kind of like to spend someone else's money and not my own. And I think that's kind of the mark. If you got to spend your own, you know, it'd be easier if I had my own to spend. I sure as heck rather go out there and work for it and have a company actually believe in what we're doing. I think we'll find them eventually to get us competitive in ARCA. But as far as our local stuff goes, we don't need a ton to go out there and do that. So it should be a lot of fun. I've never raced at Huntsville. That's something I told Bob. I'm just ready to quit talking about money and sponsors and Talladega and everything else and just go get in a race car. And if somebody gets in my way, I can just knock the hell out of them. And they got a problem with it, we can go out back gate, you know, out the back of the racetrack like the good old days. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know what
go have some fun.
Absolutely. I mean, racing's kind of got away from what it is. I think I was born in the wrong era, you know. I'd much rather get out there and do it like those guys got to. You know, it's a lot better. But, you know, it is what it is. Today, now you got to go hit their daddy. You can't get in the fight with drivers no more. You know, racing used to be a man's game. It's a bunch of kids racing anymore, so. I think that's been my biggest disconnect is just the difference in the age and I guess how they got there and things of that nature is kind of taking me away from what got me in the sport. But, you know, it's racing in general. So, I mean, you never fall out of love with it. You just kind of have a little disconnect and eventually it'll connect back up to you.
Well, Joey, after the Talladega race of the General Tire 200, we had a little bit of a shakeup in the points. We had Chase Briscoe went in, took first place lead in points, and Josh Williams is second, John West Townley third, Tom Hester is fourth, and Kyle Weatherman fifth. That's the way they shake up on the points after Talladega, and we're headed into Toledo. Have you ever been to Toledo?
No, I haven't. And matter of fact, they're talking a while ago, it's 10 hours from you, so it's probably about 15 for me, so I don't believe I'll be seeing Toledo anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a good. It's going to be a good 9-hour drive to Toledo. It takes
yeah,
me
I mean, like
10
said,
and a half
you know,
to get to MIS.
That's kind of
go
the
ahead.
Downside to all this. And, you know, it's just, you know, we were really looking forward to this year to go out there. And you know, we, in a sense, with the opportunity we had, we still had to run business sense, business savvy. We couldn't go out there and tear up race cars, you know, because it costs so much to fix them. And you want to protect the guy you're racing for, and that's just the bad part. You guys are looking forward to Nashville, and, you know, Salem was somewhere, you know, I definitely hope one day we get to go up there in a competitive situation. I heard that thing is a rocket ship around that place, and I'd love to go up there and see what it's about. But, you know, that's the downside to all this stuff. You know, a lot of these racetracks we should be going to, but we're not, but ain't no big deal. You know, we're still alive, we're still breathing, and, life's good, Rowdy. Either way, you know, to come where I've come from and to have zero backing and have to go out and do it the hard way, to have a bitch about something, about not being in the racetrack or missing Daytona, I mean, I tell you what, that's pretty rough. So like I said, I mean, I'm excited either way.
Well, there's still next year, my friend. I mean, you got all.
Oh, yeah.
You got a year to get
hey,
it put
still,
back together. Your
year.
Plans. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
year,
we're just
Rowdy,
four
like
races in. That's right. We're just four races into it. I mean, it's hard to believe we started February 13th and we've only got 4 races in. But it makes for a long season when you stretch 2 months out without a race.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a good thing for somebody like Mr. Wayne, you know, sat there humping it, you know, to have that little break for him. I know that's much needed for Mr. Peterson. And I know that big swing they got coming up, I was talking to Mike, and I think they're going to be out, you know, pretty much just staying on the road once they get rock and rolling, because they got, y'all got a bunch of, Arcaseer's got a bunch of races right back-to-back, don't they? They got the road course and a bunch of different things coming around the corner, and it kind of swings all up north. So, from my understanding, you know, he'll stay on the road. I'm sure a lot of guys will.
It's been a pretty smooth transition from Hoosier to General Tires, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I mean, like I said, we went down to Daytona and didn't see no difference. I mean, and, yeah, they've done a hell of a job. I mean, and then not on top of that, I mean, you know, just from my standpoint, I mean, granted, I'd love to be some of those guys you just mentioned, you know, in the top five in points and being at the racetrack. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, as a race fan, what's good for the sport is General Tires, man. They have – I mean, it showed up at Daytona and all the great things they had going there, different promotional type things, different things with drivers. And then, you know, they're bringing in Talladega, you know, with the title sponsor, and they had a lot more going on. So they're so involved in the sport. You know, that's the greatest part. You know, I don't know if Hoosier was that involved. You know, that was kind of before my time, but, you know, it's impressive how they've got behind ARCA.
General Tire is definitely behind them, and you don't even have to look up. They've got somebody there to make sure your tires are what they're supposed to be. I mean, they're all over the pits. They've got a presence everywhere, and that's good. Elmore is too. I mean, every time you look up, there's an Elmore Tech somewhere in within 50 feet. I mean, they really – listen, the guy that's over that program, he said he had 80 motors that he brought to Talladega, 80 on an 18-wheeler.
Well, I wish you'd tell me where that trailer was.
They had a lot of money in that trailer, didn't he?
Absolutely, they did.
He sure did.
But
well,
yeah, I mean,
Joey,
between,
you want to throw
Elmore? Yeah, go ahead, Bradley. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Between Elmore.
No, I was just gonna say, like I said earlier, I mean, ARCA, there's a lot of smart guys there. They've aligned themselves with some really good companies and smart business people with General Tire and Elmore, and throwing the composite body in there. So, I mean, it's going to be neat to watch the transition, and hopefully we find ourselves in a bit competitive situation, a bit more competitive down the road. You know, definitely, you know, we want to be at Daytona with them. We want to be back at Talladega with them, and if cards fall back in our favor to run more races, you know, it's just not – it's a situation for us. Is, you know, for me, it's tough to look at running a full ARCA schedule unless it's my job. So some of these tracks are so far away. Even with a full-time ride, I didn't even know how the hell I was going to pull it off. You know, we were looking at airlines and trying to get all the logistics down and rental cars and stuff like that. And, I told my boss when it was all said and done with, I called him and I said, you know, I said, things are kind of going to go back the way it was. I said, you know, we're not going to go run the full schedule. And he said, well, I didn't know that was even an option for you. And I said, well, it was. And I said, well, how would you have taken that? And he goes, well, I would have congratulated you, definitely, and I would have watched you on TV, but you wouldn't have had a job. So I love what I do. I work for American Chemical Technologies based out of Fowlerville, Michigan. I cover three states with my job, a territory manager. I love what I do. We were in the marine industry, power generation, and steel mills, pipe mills. So ultimately, it worked out for the best. God's always got a plan, and, man, is it a good plan, you know?
Well, you can't question the plan. You just got to get in there and go with it, Joey. That's always,
absolutely.
You know, you just dust yourself off and get ready for the next bout.
Yeah, and we're getting there. We're getting fired up. But, I mean, you know, some of the people that I want to thank is, you know, Rio's Bar and Grill. It's a great hangout in Alabaster, Alabama. Crystal Hammer, he was so excited to come be a part of our race team and to help us. And I think I picked the check up about midnight as we were making our rounds and stuff and trying to get everything together to be at the racetrack the next day. But, you know, I got to thank her a ton. Quality Construction, a great friend of mine, Jason Hawkins. As a kid, when I say a kid, Jason's probably going to be mad at me. He's a little bit older than me. But I'd go to his dad's shop, you know, Quality Construction, way back in the day, probably 15 years ago. They were putting dirt cars together, and he was running a mini modified. He said, one day I'm going to run late model. And I said, man, that's awesome. I just wanted to run that mini modified. You know, I fathom the idea of running late models, you know, and it's kind of funny. The roles are kind of reversed. And he's looking at me like, man, you're getting to run Talladega. And he's, you know, still running. He's over Talladega short track. So now I'm back looking at him like, man, I want to come run Talladega with you at the short track. But, you know, HESCO, it's a great automotive shop in Birmingham, Alabama. All kind of different auto parts. Been around forever. Don't have a lot of details like I should. That was one of those Hail Mary throws, and they jumped on board with us and said, man, we love the calls. We want to come play with you guys. So HESCO definitely. And Real Sim Racing, it's I'm sure a lot of people out there iRace. That's somewhere I started. Actually, I helped build a league with a great friend, John Abbott. And, you know, we have had a lot of great racers come through there. ARCA Racers, a great friend of mine, Scott Stenzel, races over there. He's been in the truck series, and I think Scott's run some ARCA stuff. And matter of fact, I wore my Scott Stenzel's T-shirt at Talladega. He got a kick out of that. But, you know, Landon Huffman, who's going to be racing some with Venturini this year. Landon's a champion of ours over at RealSimRacing.com. So check it out if you're into iRacing. They've supported us every single event we've been to, and that's just awesome to have them support us. So other than that, you know, it's just my girlfriend Rachel and y'all, you guys. I mean, it's been a blast. I mean, it's been such a struggle. And like I said, to pull it off and at least make Talladega, I didn't care how we finished, but, you know, just to get there. I love the place. I've loved it as a kid. I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to be on the other side of the fence. You know, as a kid, I dreamed, how could I get over there? And I found a way with a racing school. And a good friend of mine, Mike Higley, out of Kansas, put me in a position with a different school. And then I took it upon myself to go and work for Dale Jarrett. And, you know, 6-7 great years with him. And I, just the people of the Talladega Super Speedway are wonderful. So, just, again, just so blessed we got to go up there. And wish we could have done better in 06. You know, race fans meet Chevrolet, but another time's coming, and we'll be ready for it.
Well, Joey, I appreciate you coming on tonight, my friend. Give you a little time to talk about your experience. It's always good to have you on, and looking forward to we roll out down another speedway there, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was wondering, you know, if we needed to do this quick, but guess I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to talk about it. So I told Don, matter of fact, Don Wythe was on here earlier. I told him at the racetrack, I said, man, take as many pictures as you can of this event this weekend. And he said, why? I said, because I don't know if I'll ever make it back here. Which, you know, it's that hard. You know, some of the race car drivers talk about getting to victory lane. Well, it's just that hard just to get to the race, to find the funding and everything else goes along with it. But, man, I tell you what, it's nothing like, it's just like golf. You can struggle the whole day, shoot 150 on the golf course, but you hit that one good drive straight down the middle, 310 yards. You may shank the second shot, and you may quadruple bogey the hole from 70 yards out. I've done that. But it is that one shot that keeps you coming back. And, man, to make Talladega, that's all we needed to keep our fire going. It had been extremely disappointing after all the time that we put in to fail, and I felt like I would have been a failure, even though it wouldn't have been, but that was my drive and motivation to get there and make it happen. So, again, big thanks to all you guys, Mike Peterson, Peterson Motorsports, and the guys that support us financially to get to that racetrack. And, you know, look forward to doing it again.
All right, Joey. Thanks again, my friend.
Talk to you soon, Ratty.
All right. Bye, Joey. All right, that was Joey Katina. It's good to have him on tonight. Our next caller there, I think we're going to have we got Patchy Groundfog coming back in there on the Panama City weather. Patchy, you alive down there at the beach?
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm alive and doing well. I'm sorry the guy hurt himself at 150. You know, whatever they do, that stuff is gone. Patchy don't do well. Patchy just
How's
does
the weather.
The weather. It's looking beautiful down here on the beaches of Panama. We still got some buffalo riders that haven't gone home yet from last week. But it's gorgeous down here. We're going to be up in the middle to high 80s and kind of down in the low 70s at night. So if you want to bring your girlfriend, your wife, or your significant other, just come on down. It's the most magtabulous weekend you'll ever see. It's going to be wonderful. I'm looking at a high of 85 and a low of 71. So if you want to just come on down, we're right here waiting to see you. And remember, friends, if you don't like the weather, move. My time's up. And I thank you for yours.
Appreciate it, Patchy. All right, Nick. I'm still trying to get over Talladega weekend. How about you and Don?
Well, I got my voice back.
We were down there yesterday.
Yeah, I got my voice back, but I'm sorry. I couldn't really hear the show going on through the phone, so I don't know what was going on. But
I don't know if it was. It may have been Joey's phone after he got off. It kind of cleared up.
Oh, okay.
You're not breaking up. Don's not breaking up. You never know how these cells work in the area.
Yeah. So what are we talking about this week, Rowdy?
We're just getting ready for Toledo, which is the May the 22nd at 2 o'clock. That's a Sunday race. It's Eastern time.
Oh, okay. The 22nd. Well,
yep, that's next Sunday.
Did anybody happen to catch the cup race on Saturday night? Because I sure did not.
I honestly didn't know they was racing Saturday night till it was too far gone. The Kansas race, the year is always a night race.
I don't remember. But I actually happen to be down in Disney World. So one weekend I'm in Talladega, the next weekend I'm at Disney World. So
that's almost like winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when Keselowski wins at Talladega, I go to Disney World. So, you know. But, I was keeping up with the race, and, it seemed like Truex, he qualified, put it on the pole, and it seemed like he dominated the whole race. And then I guess the loose wheel is what did him in. He led most of the race. And, and then I think Hamlin tried to make it three wide somewhere near the second half of the race, and it did not work out. And I guess he got Keselowski sideways, and then Logano got up into Logano and Larson. So they all took a hit, but. Other than that, it seemed like Truex's race to lose, and he did, and kind of feel sorry for him because I think he's well overdue for a win, but I know he'll be getting one here soon.
Yeah.
And then Tony Stewart got a he moved up. He's not far from the 30th position cutoff, so he gained a lot of ground. I think he finished 12th Saturday night, 12th to 13th. But as far as what I know from the race, as much as I kept up with it, as much as I could around Mickey Mouse, it seemed like it was a pretty good race. Kyle Busch, I think that's his third win
Kyle's third win. He won two in a row and then bounced back to grab that one Saturday night. Of course, you got your haters there.
You'll have that, but I believe this weekend they're racing at the Monster Mile in Dover. I saw they just added some more safer barrier there, and Monster Mile usually puts on a pretty good race.
NASCAR camping and tailgating is going to have they have their membership meetup at Dover, so if you're headed to Dover, y'all got plans to meet up.
Yeah,
and,
I believe he said he's going to have some T-shirts, too, for anybody who shows up there. So I think he said he's gonna make the drive down there.
That's what I was fixing to say. Turtles always got something good to give away. So that would be the place. If you're at Dover, you need to sign up, join up, and be part of NASCAR camping and tailgating. Nick, you got anything to close out here tonight?
No, I think I will say, at least on the NASCAR side of things, I think this weekend is a triple header, so it'll be Trucks, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series all racing this weekend. So on the NASCAR side, there'll be plenty of racing going on. And then May 22nd,
well,
ARCA.
I should be posting in a couple more days on next week's show. I've got a pretty good lineup for next week. I think I'm going to have two drivers, if not three, on. So I've got a big show for next week before the Menards 200. Don, you got any closing before we shut this thing down for the night?
No, I don't have anything other than Mother's Day was over the weekend. That's the reason they run Kansas Saturday night.
Yeah.
That answers the question.
Well, I like the night races, but I just didn't realize it was going to be Saturday night.
Yeah. But it was all good.
So. Well, all right, fellas. Till next Monday night. I'm going to let Hank take us out here. All right, fellas. Till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.